Jade, a drumroll please. 2006 and 2010 Commonwealth Games bronze medal. World Cup bronze 2011-2015.
Yeah.
2014 Roses Hall of Fame and England most cap player ever, 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 ever.
Oh, I'm glad I rang you. Picking up my ego, this is great.
So apart from that, what are you going to bring to Wasps?
Oh, I just can't wait for the season. I'm just going to bring so much fire in my belly to win, so much excitement to be playing with the players I'm playing with. Really looking forward to Tamsin session. So, yeah, just my happiness, my energy, and my experience of the games and that mental toughness.
I mean, she's an exceptional player on court, but she yeah. has one of the world's best netball brains.
Yeah, definitely. As a player, she is best in the world at getting free. She's a very clever player. She loves her tactics and technical side of it as well. She's always the first in video. So looking forward to that side of things as well. And I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from Tamsin this year. I'm excited about it. And yeah, although I'm 33, I'm always keen to learn more. So yeah, it's going to be good.
How did it come about? I mean, you've got somebody like Tamsin on the line. I suppose it took all of 2 seconds to say.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it's a couple of months ago now that I got home, and I was keen to sort out where I was playing in 2018. And I think it was on a Thursday, and I was like, right, by Monday, I want to have made the decision. And she messaged me that night. So I was like, this is a sign. She sent me an email with lots of information, and it just felt right. And I decided this year just to go off my instincts and what I felt made me feel happy inside. And yeah, so pretty much had made the decision a few days after talking to her. So yeah, it just really felt right.
And you've played at the Ricoh as part of that England game.
Yeah.
What was the whole atmosphere like there for you?
Oh, then? It was amazing. So first time I played there, playing against Jamaica, and the crowd was just going mad. It was a really close game. So yeah, really excited that now I can call that my home arena, and Tamsin took me on a little tour a few weeks ago. So I had a look at the rugby pitch as well. So really excited to watch some of the Wasps games as well. So yeah, and I've also done a bit of coaching in Coventry at Henley Netball Club. Shout out to them. And they're just netball mad. And I've just had a really warm welcome from on social media from all the Wasps fans. So just looking forward to playing there and meeting them all.
It's important, obviously, no matter what side you're at, but that team culture, it's something that's important to Tamsin and the whole squad. So
yeah,
I don't think he'll have a problem fitting in at Wasps.
I don't think so. Yeah, that was big on my list as well, coach and culture. And from looking at them this season, that all the players look so happy and confident, and that's what I want for myself this year. Tamsin has a history of getting the best out of her players and the best out of her teams. I was really conscious of making sure I knew exactly what the coach is like and what they've done and how their players speak about them. So, yeah, really happy to be part of that group. And with Hannah Reid as captain, I've played with her as well at Loughborough. And I know what a great leader she is. Rachel Dunn, one of my all-time favourite teammates. Nat Haythornthwaite was another draw card, getting to play with her as she's an England player and building that combination. So, yeah, a team that I know is full of great people. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I spoke to Tamsin a bit earlier in the week, and she said that Hannah was over the moon to have you on board. And obviously, comments like that are just going to make it just that little bit sweeter.
Yeah, it feels great. Reunited with all those players. We got to a final together quite a few years ago now. So looking forward to being on her team again, just full of players that you don't want to play against, but you love when they're on your team.
It'll be good that you're obviously playing with Nat and George at club as well as at England. So that can only be a good thing.
Yeah, so me and Nat have had a good connection for a while now, but really looking forward to that week in, week out under pressure playing on the same team. And George Fisher has just come into England camp this week, and I watched her in the World Youth Cup. I'm just so impressed, and she's just come on leaps and bounds in a year. So looking forward to playing with them, definitely.
Have you met any of the younger members of the squad, like Fran and the two Lucys yet?
Northern Lucy, I met when we did a few training sessions, our regional sessions for England. So she's really lovely, so happy to have another Northerner. Yeah, I've met Fran at one training session, but obviously she's a great leader and been really impressed with her World Youth Cup. Yeah, and I've heard great things about Amy Flanagan as well, wing defence. So, yeah, just a team full of great people. I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Thunderbirds, last season for you.
Yeah.
How did you find it? I mean, maybe the results didn't reflect the kind of games you were playing in?
Yeah, definitely tough. Again, amazing to have the opportunity to play in that league. I think the league has really stepped up in physicality and how fast it is. And yeah, just a great learning for me, especially in realising how important a support system was. So last year, really made an effort to get out there, get some volunteer work and find people that could really support me. And when I had that, I started playing a lot better. So I think that's really influenced my decision on what team I go to this year and making sure I have that support system and giving a bit more attention to my well-being and my life outside of netball. So I think all those factors coming together will just make me a better, happier player. And I'm really enjoying my netball since coming back and playing with the England team. And trials was just a great experience being back in that high-pressure environment. And I'm just loving playing my netball at the moment.
The good thing was as well, playing the world's best week in, week out.
Yeah, definitely. You hit all the best players, played against Kim Revillian, Maddie Brown. So that was a real draw card for me for playing over there. And I'm so lucky to have played, 5+ years over there with all different teams. I've been in 2 grand finals and just really humbled and happy to have had their experience and now excited to come home. And I watched the Super League grand final as soon as I got home and just so impressed with how close that was and just something I wanted to be part of.
Last time you came back home, you came back to Loughborough, didn't you? What were the main differences between obviously playing out there and coming back home? Was it just the speed of the game, whole approach?
Yeah, I think because it's semi-professional out there, so you've got players training together day in, day out. So they're getting that physical training. I think that's something we're working towards over here. We're not quite there yet, but that is the aim for English netball, that all these players in Super League can be able to train day in, day out with their teams and dedicate more time to it and hopefully move to part-time in work and study so they can concentrate more on the netball. But we are a bit behind in that sense, but just really excited with the standard of Super League, and that final was just amazing. So,
and you've been back in camp for about 5 weeks, so
yeah,
how has that helped you grow as a player?
Yeah, it's been really tough. It's a lot of fitness, so feeling fighting fit at the minute. It's exciting to be part of the England Roses, and we're building our culture. We've got lots of new players coming every week, which is really exciting. We've got new faces. We've got old faces coming back, like Sarah and Stacey, who've had a bit of time out. So, yeah, it's really exciting. And I think it's never been so competitive for places, especially in that midcourt. And that's just pushing us to higher levels as well. And you can never be comfortable. And I just love that environment.
Is there a good mood in camps? Are things going well?
Yeah, great mood in camp, and I think it's getting closer to quad series now. We leave next Saturday, so I think after all this hard work, we can't wait to get out on court, because that's the reward, really, getting to put on that red dress and making everyone at home proud.